At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
The goal here with the hour and 10 minutes that we have left is going to be to ask a bunch of great questions.
Because I'm game.
There will be multiple extra voices coming on the program here over the next hour 10. D. Winters of the 49ers, if you missed it earlier, we'll have that for you in approximately 20 minutes or so. Grandy is in for Dibs. Say hi to Grandy, everybody. He'll be here again tomorrow. And we're having a good time. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And here on that River Islands guest line is our next guest, Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, which happens to be an Odyssey station.
No.
So Carrington is joining us, and there's a few things to go through. Carrington, hey, thanks for hopping on short notice. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, I'm happy to be here. I just want to tell you something, and this is going to sound like a flex, but I promise you it's not.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I really wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby, so I told myself one day I was going to go. And this year I was able to take my mom to the Kentucky Derby. It was a really cool thing. So that's like the number one coolest thing I've done this year. The number two is I never thought that someone would want me to come on their radio show to talk about Sky Moore's career with the Chiefs.
There you go.
I had absolutely no clue that was going to happen.
There you go. So we're the second coolest thing you've ever done.
I mean, that's how I would classify it. I mean, I've done some other things, but just whenever, you know, your producer texts me like, you want to talk about Sky Moore, you can ask him. I replied, there isn't much to talk about. And then he was like, we're serious. And I was like, I mean, if you want me to come on, I'm happy to come on. But, I mean, this is going to be the shortest interview you guys have ever done.
Well, actually, we've got a few tricks up our sleeve. But also, if you do want to invite either of us on your show to talk about any random 49ers special teamers tomorrow, we might be available. Just let us know if that's of interest to you.
Okay, no, that's perfectly fine. You know what? I can sum this up with Sky Moore. I think this is going to answer all of your questions. Sometimes relationships just don't work out. You know, we've all have been with somebody and it just didn't work out. And that person might go on to marry the next person, have a long relationship, but that person just wasn't a good fit for you. One of the biggest weaknesses for the Chiefs the last 3 years have been wide receiver, and Sky Moore could never consistently get on the field and has been one of the biggest problems. a couple of days ago in their special teams game. It was just this is a routine play that every NFL player has to make. He drops it, and I remember thinking in that moment, he's done. Like, we have tried this enough, but there is no – we cannot move forward with the Chiefs. He then got that kick return for a touchdown, and everybody's feeling good. And you know what? That's his final play in Kansas City. He got a chance to play in a couple of Super Bowls. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. But Sky Moore, he is one of the biggest busts that the Chiefs have ever had at wide receiver in their organization's history.
So, bad fit. It also feels like you don't think he's necessarily a very good player, which is fair. Do you think he's anything more than just a gadget guy, end around, reverses, special teams, or is there something more that might be untapped?
I'm telling you right now that if you can't make it work in Andy Reid's offense and Kyle Shanahan's offense, that you got to go work at Amazon. Like, you got to go work at UPS. Like, you just got to find something else to do. Like, you had Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Kyle Shanahan, George Kittle, Trent Williams. Like, you played with all of these guys and you couldn't make it work? Like, football just wasn't for you. So that's where I am with him. I mean, could he find a role in the NFL? Sure, it's possible. Right system, right scheme. You know, DeMarcus Robinson, the guy that you obviously know very well, like, you know, he worked out in Kansas City. He's in left and has had success in other places. So I'm not ruling out the chance that Sky Moore could, like, carve out a niche for himself in the National Football League. I'm just telling you that there was a 0% chance it was going to happen in Kansas City. So the fact that they got anything in return for Sky Moore for a player who wasn't going to make the team is an overwhelming – I don't care if Sky Moore turns out to be Jerry Rice. He had to be off the team in Kansas City.
Carrington Harrison of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Yes, mainly to talk about, believe it or not, Sky Moore, the wide receiver who the Niners acquired yesterday. He is a second-round pick from 3 years ago, and Carrington just used the B word, used the word bust. So here's I guess, my question. You mentioned that he was not able to get on the field. Can you put into words why? Like, what's the book? What's the negative book on Sky Moore?
He can't catch. Like, I wish I had a much better answer for you than that. Like, I'd love to go on a 30-second soliloquy. I'm telling you right now, he has bad hands. Absolutely bad hands. Like, I don't even have a joke for how bad it was. No, he can't catch. I'm sorry.
And last year was just injuries. I mean, obviously, also as the football player.
Did you not hear what I just said? Sir, he cannot catch. I know you got to ask a follow up question. He couldn't catch COVID in 2020. I'm telling you, he cannot catch.
Wait, so but he was hurt last year, or are you saying that they made that up?
Do I got to say it again?
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you he can. Last year, I think what happened was they needed a roster spot for DeAndre Hopkins, and they tapped him and said, big dog, we need that. Like, we need this roster spot. Like, come on now. Like, I'm here telling you it wasn't going to work in Kansas City. Again, I'm not here telling you that it's not going to work in San Francisco. You know, change of scenery, fresh coat of paint. You know, you guys are wide receiver needy. It might work out. But I'm sitting here telling you, for me, she was crazy. You might can get the crazy out of her, but I'm telling you, for me, she was crazy. She cut up all my stuff. She threw bleach on everything. That woman's crazy. Get me away from her.
Okay. Carrington, so why was he still on the roster this? Why was he in camp?
I'm telling you, he was about to get cut. Like, yeah, like Friday night against the Bears was going to be his last time. He was going to get to say hi to Taylor Swift one more time. He was going to get to say goodbye to Clark Hunt and Andy Reid, and he was about to be off the team. So you're asking a great question. Why was he still on the team? He was not going to be on the team for too much longer, especially with now the news that that Rice is going to be available for week one. At least we believe he's going to be available. So just there wasn't going to be a roster space for him anymore. They already drafted a wide receiver this year in the fourth round in Jalen Royals, and they just have better special teams guys than him. So, like, there wasn't a space for him on the roster anymore.
I got another question for you, not about Sky Moore, though. Former Niner Jalen Moore, you guys signed this offseason, I think, to be a starting offensive lineman for your guys' team. Is he going to start? Is he going to play major snaps, the former Niner offensive lineman, Jalen Moore?
That's a great question. He actually is not going to start right now. They drafted Josh Simmons. He was an offensive tackle from Ohio State, and he won the left tackle job. If funny enough, we had two former NFL players on our show in the last week that have compared him to Trent Williams from an athletic standpoint. Now, I think that Trent Williams is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's the best left tackle of his generation. So that's obviously a lofty comparison. But Josh Simmons is going to start for them at left tackle. The second highest paid player on the Chiefs is actually their right tackle in Juwan Taylor. So they're not moving him. I think the plan is going to be at left guard potentially, depending on what happens with that spot. But as of right now, like tomorrow, if there was, you know, if the Chiefs were playing the Chargers tomorrow in Brazil, I do not believe Jalen Moore would start.
He got a 2-year, $30 million deal. They're not going to start him?
That's how it is in Kansas City. All offseason, that was my biggest argument. You know, he's getting $21 million guaranteed, and most of the time you got to follow the money. So that was my big argument, was that, well, this year Moore's going to be the starter. You drafted this first-round pick, but he can kind of redshirt this year, and then when you kind of get, you know, your financial situation in order, you can start him. But Josh Simmons has won. Like, Jalen Moore in Kansas City, he has not taken a snap at left tackle. Like, he has primarily played right tackle or left guard for Kansas City. In training camp, they have determined who their left tackle is. It's Josh Simmons out of Ohio State.
Carrington Harrison, 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City. So, with all that said, are either Jalen Moore or Sky Moore, are either of them suspects in the shooting at Andy Reid into his office? Is that a possibility?
I mean, I you know what? I'm trying to think of people who would want Andy Reid hurt. We got to start looking at the reigning NFL MVP. We got to start looking at Josh Allen. Like, you got to think of who would benefit the most from something happening to the Chiefs. It's Josh Allen.
I mean, what is up with that story, by the way? Because I want to back up, because some of our listeners might not know what the hell we're talking about. What happened out there? It just broke yesterday.
I mean, it just broke here as well. Like, it was a story that I didn't know about it until it was reported by the local paper, the Kansas City Star. So my understanding is Andy is in his office. He's on the computer. A bullet goes through the window while he's in there. I think it landed, they said, 15 to 20 feet from where he was standing. So obviously, you know, you're in a different position. Something could have happened. They don't have any suspects. They don't know what the motivation was. So it's kind of one of those stories that obviously everybody's happy that Andy's fine, but there's just a lot of questions because there's not a lot of information right now.
Unbelievable. And so glad that he's safe. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hey, Carrington, before you go, can we play something for you? You know who Greg Cosell is, NFL Films, right? You know Greg?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so Greg's on our show yesterday, and he starts talking about how Brock Purdy, he went through every drop back of Brock Purdy's year last year, and he's like become an even bigger Brock Purdy supporter and fan. He goes, you guys don't understand. He was not the problem last year. He's really good. And so then in the process of that conversation, I'm like, Greg, so you came to that conclusion after just the 6-11 season, not from the two previous years. And then listen to where the conversation goes next.
There's a lot of different elements to playing quarterback, okay? I can tell you right now, here, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you who told me, but a defensive coordinator in the league told me this, who's very highly respected. And he said, you know, Patrick Mahomes is not a very good progression reader. Okay, that's a coordinator that's played against him. So people listening to that might go, oh, you know, you're crazy. You know, it's Patrick Mahomes. You know, people have different strengths. Is Brock Purdy going to do what Josh Allen can do? Is Brock Purdy going to put a team on his back and win a Super Bowl, quote unquote, by himself? Of course, no one does it by yourself, no matter who you are. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know, is he that kind of player? No. So some people might think then he's not in the top five. That makes him in the top 10 or 12 or 15, whatever list they want to choose. But when it comes to the subtleties and the nuances and the understanding of how to play the position, Brock Purdy is high level. Does he have a rocket arm? No. Is he the most athletic quarterback in the league? No. But he understands intuitively and innately how to play the quarterback position. You know, look, you guys, I'm sure, have talked ad nauseum going back to last year and probably through the summer about why the Niners were 6-11. And there's many reasons for that. And it's not just Brock Purdy. In fact, he'd probably be one of the least important reasons.
So, Carrington, you heard it right there. Patrick Mahomes, not actually that good.
Okay, all right. I have all the respect in the world for Greg Cosell, and I don't deny anything that he is saying. There's this line in a movie called Drumline where the main character can't read music. And then the opposing music director says, you know, the guy that can't read, he can't read the sign that says toilet, but he knows how to use it. Like, maybe Patrick Mahomes can't read defense. Maybe he's not the best progression passer in the world. I've seen him play football. He's pretty good at it.
Not bad. Not bad. I mean, you know, I mean, he lost his last game, though.
He did. No, you're right. He did lose his last game. It was not good. That was kind of one thing that we've been talking about on our show. You know, yeah, fans are like, fans in Kansas City are kind of, you know, a lot of people have taken shots at the Chiefs over the last 6 months by how they got beaten. And a point that I've made in Kansas City is we've never seen a team in the middle of the dynasty get beat the way the Kansas City did. Like, go back to the Bulls in the 90s. They didn't get beat like that. The Cowboys in the 90s, the Patriots in the 2000s. Yeah, the Patriots lost Super Bowls. I mean, they didn't lose to the Eagles 41-7 and Nick Foles for 600 yards against them. So, like, some of that kind of comes with the territory, and it sounds crazy for a team that lost two games last year. But, like, Kansas City kind of has to prove that you're the, you know, the bully still, because, you know, we saw you go up against an even bigger bully, and you got punched in the mouth, and, you know, it was kind of like Rocky III. That's what it was like.
All right, Carrington, ton of fun to have you on. Thank you for doing it, man. Sky Moore, he can't catch. We're going to remember that one.
That's all you – I mean, you don't got to remember it. You're going to have a real critical 3rd and 7. You're going to throw it to him, and he's going to drop it, and you're going to be like, man, I remember that guy from Kansas City told me he couldn't catch.
No, I don't – like, you're going to be the first person I think of if he drops a ball. Yeah, Carrington, thanks so much, man.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Carrington. Harrison, 96.5. The fan in Kansas City can't catch.
Glowing review of new Niner receiver Sky Moore. Can we even call him a receiver? I don't think we can. He can't receive anything. He couldn't catch COVID in 2020.
That was a good line. That was a good line. We sort of kept trying to ask, yeah, but what about last year? He was hurt. He's like, no, I think I already told you he can't catch.
He can't catch.
They made up the injury.
Right.
To get a roster spot.
To get DeAndre Hopkins.
For DeAndre
on the
Hopkins.
Team. Yeah, it happens. All right.
He can't catch.
Yeah, that's
But I also wanted exciting. To ask him about Jalen Moore, who
was
one of the offensive linemen that the Niners let walk because too rich for their blood. The Chiefs pay him starter money, and he's going to be a backup.
There you go. That I'm glad you asked him that, because that suggests that the Niners were right.
They were right on both him and Aaron Banks,
not
to spend that money.
I agree.
Jaylen I still have Moore, issues with the offensive line as a whole,
yes,
but right
those,
not spending that money.
Those weren't the answers.
Yes.
I don't
Not
believe.
At that price point, at least.
For sure not.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Banks is a good player, but he got huge dollars from Green Bay.
Yes.
And Jalen Moore, not a starter here, not a starter there.
2 years, $30 million to fix their left tackle position. They went to like four different left tackles last year. Still made the Super Bowl, crazily enough. And they thought, all right, here's our guy to fix it. And he's going to get beat out by a rookie to play left tackle.
Well, it's also a window into how badly these teams are just dying for talented offensive linemen.
Yeah.
There just aren't enough of them. There aren't enough of them. And you can't, like, you have to sort of make a choice. And I remember these conversations because a lot of people were critical of the Niners watching those guys walk out the door and saying, yeah, but what about the offensive line? And it's like, what about it? You can be correct that the Niners have offensive line concerns and maybe coulda, shoulda, woulda done more about it, but you can't force mediocre players to be great, and so paying them great money if they're not great players, I know that that's a bad idea.
I think multiple things can be true. The Niners this offseason made the right decision letting those guys walk,
yes.
Letting Aaron Banks and letting Jalen Moore walk. I think having a better plan already in place, not having a better plan already in place, was a mistake. You should have seen this coming.
I'll agree with that, with the caveat that I don't know what their plan was. Like, maybe you wanted to go do something in free agency, and you got beat.
Maybe. And maybe Ben Barge turns out to be good.
Right.
Like, really good. We'll see.
And then, you know, the draft is always one of those things. I don't like it when people say, whatever position, why didn't you pick a fill-in-blank? Well, maybe there wasn't a fill-in-blank available at that slot that made any sense whatsoever. You don't want people to start reaching and grabbing fifth-rounders in the second round or whatever, so... I don't know. There's a lot of quirks to it, but in a general sense, I agree with you. I would love to see more depth there that you can trust. But I don't know outside of Philadelphia how many teams trust their offensive line. And that offensive line is all banged up and had some departures from it.
Can I read to you what is likely the Niners' starting offensive line come week one?
Sure.
Trent Williams.
I like him.
At left tackle.
I like the pick.
Ben Bartsch may be at left guard because he's been dealing with an injury.
He has, but I like him.
He's the presumptive starter at left guard. Jake Brendel at center.
Okay.
Right guard, supposed to be Pooney, but he's now out for, as Shanahan says, a few weeks. They haven't ruled out week one. I would tend to think that's unlikely week
Probably unlikely.
So that means...
He did already say he's in danger of missing it.
Yeah, possibly. The guy taking first-team right guard snaps now is seventh-round rookie Connor Colby.
Okay.
And then Colton McKivitz at right tackle.
I mean, I don't know what to say about Colby. I've never seen him play.
So Trent Williams, Ben Bartsch, Jake Brendel, Connor Colby, and Colton McKivitz. That might be the starting offensive line week one in Seattle.
I mean, I'm comfortable with some of those guys.
Some of them.
You know?
At least one.
Yeah.
At least.
That Trent guy, I think he's going to stick. But I also, like, I have a screw loose about this. Whenever you bring up a name and you're like, he never played before. He's a rookie seventh rounder. And my mind always goes, well, maybe he's good. Like, whenever you know what I mean? When people do this, they go, they got a ton of question marks. Well, those are question marks. That doesn't mean they're bad.
And don't worry, they got Spencer Burford hanging in, waiting in the wakes.
And he's going to go the right way this year.
Oh, God.
No, but you, like, that's the screw that's loose in my head. Whenever you have a question, I'm like, well, maybe the answer's yes.
Well, yeah, let's wait and see. Like, I'm not going to assume that Ben Bartsch and Connor Colby don't deserve to be on NFL rosters,
right.
But I'm also not going to pretend that I wouldn't be absolutely shocked if they proved to be above average starters.
Right. Like, I mean, I wouldn't predict that all the answers are going to be yes, but maybe most of them are yes. You know, is Siegel going to be a good safety? I don't know.
Oh, God. I mean, when Colton McKivitz is like your second best lineman of the group, you got a problem.
Colton is... He's not that bad. He's not that bad.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
When Jake Brendel's your second or third best offensive lineman of the group, we got a problem.
Feliciano says playing center in the Shanahan system is a bear.
They need to go sign Feliciano and put him at right guard.
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they will.
When did we have Feliciano was on Monday, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they thought about making a call to him once Pooney went down on Saturday.
Signed him already. He's by his phone.
He is.
So, anyway.
Doing some farming in the backyard.
Speaking of the question marks for the 49ers, is D. Winters one of them? That one feels like a little bit more on the affirmative side. He is going to be the new Dre Greenlaw, at least, fingers crossed, we hope. And he was kind enough to spend some time with me and Grandy. Earlier today, we started out that conversation by asking him, when did people start calling you D?
It started pretty early on in my life. Everybody just couldn't say the word, the name right. So D was the easiest way to go. So ever since I was little, they start calling me D, but Demondrick is my real name.
Okay. And do you still get that when you get in trouble, D? Like, Demondrick, get in here.
Yeah, every now and then that happens.
That's great. D, I'm curious what this offseason has been like for you, because this offseason saw longtime starter and fan favorite Dre Greenlaw leave, and once he left, the Niners didn't go out and sign another linebacker to replace him. Do you take that as a vote of confidence from Kyle, from John, from the decision makers, that they felt like you were ready to step into that starting role?
Yeah, I think after putting, a little bit of film on tape last year, I think that kind of gave, John and Kyle some confidence to kind of believe in me and, just give me the opportunity. So when I heard Dre was leaving, I just, took that as it was and kind of just tried to make it my best offseason possible and come in here and improve myself and help my teammates along.
So, D, we all know that Fred kind of runs the show, especially in that linebacker room. I wonder if you could put that into words, though, especially as you move into this spot. What does he do for you?
Oh, man, he just allows me to play a little bit faster. He's played this game for a very long time, and he, has seen it all at this point. So anytime he's in the game, he, gives alerts, and probably 95% of the time he's right, whether that's run or pass. So I'm just having that, vet on the team, that guy, has been very helpful for me in the linebacker room for sure.
What's it like playing side-by-side with Fred, and when you are being his, his running mate in that linebacking group, what is the most important skill that other guy has to have, that Dre Greenlaw had, that you hopefully have? What is the most important skill that you need alongside someone like Fred?
Yeah, I think you just need to bring in physicality and being able to do your job. If you can manage those two things, I think, the pairing is always well, and I think that's what, him and Dre had. That was really good. Was Dre was going to be very physical, and he was going to do his job, and it complements both linebackers if you do that. So I think, like I said, if you have those two things and communication, you two can go a long way. So very excited for this opportunity to keep building chemistry with him and take on this season.
Let's talk about the defense as a whole in a few different ways. D. Winters is joining us here on Willard and Tibbs, 95.7 The Game. Yes, Fred is the leader, but he also seems like, he's so in control. He's just clean. He's just like kind of there. And then Bosa always seems like, even though I know this isn't true, when he talks, he sounds like he's maybe only half awake. So who's the crazy person that like gets everybody going on the defense?
Yeah, I would say Fred. He's our leader. He's our guy on defense. He's the quarterback of the defense. So he kind of gets everybody riled up, we're very thankful to have him.
And then to what level is it Saleh? Because we all remember the energy he has on the sideline. So how is the defense going to be different with his fingerprints on it?
Yeah, the defense is going to look a whole lot different this year. I think energy is the biggest thing that Saleh preaches. And the football game is mostly built off of momentum. So anytime we can get energy from the sidelines, the defense, third down and stuff like that, I think that's a huge opportunity for us to just go out there and do what we do.
I'm curious, D, you're talking about Saleh and the energy that he brings. Last time he was the Niners defensive coordinator, you were not yet with the Niners and not yet in the NFL, but I'm sure you talked to Fred Warner, you talked to Nick Bosa, you talked to maybe some holdovers on the coaching staff that had played and coached with Saleh while he was still with the Niners. So what did you hear about Saleh before he became your DC, and has that lived up to what you know about him now that you've had a full offseason with him as the DC?
Yeah, I would say I heard a lot about the energy aspect of, you know, him, how great of a coach he is, and, you know, how well prepped he is. You know, he's going to do his job and, you know, make sure that we're, you know, the game plan is very precise and very, you know, strict. So I think he's done a great job, and he's, you know, been exactly what I thought he was going to be.
D, I know that this is kind of par for the course in football, but it seems like it's turned up all the way to 10 right now on the injury front. Are you guys worried about this, all the injuries?
I mean, I can't really speak on that. I don't really know too much about the injury aspect of the team, but hopefully everybody gets healthy.
What about this? You were a wide receiver in high school, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you think, D? There's a need.
You know, to be honest, I wouldn't mind lining up at receiver, catching a few balls, and get back to my old days. But right now, I'm mainly focused on linebacker and doing my job and, you know, being the best I can be for this team.
I mean, Travis Hunter, am I right? You can do this, D.
Yeah.
D, I'm curious about what you think of the rest of the linebacker room. We asked you about Fred Warner, and we all know that's all pro Fred, the best linebacker in the league. You're pretty young. You got a couple of other youngsters in there as well. Nick Martin, a draft pick this past April. Tatum Bethune was a draft pick the year prior. I liked what both those guys did in Vegas in that second preseason game. What about those two young guys who are pushing for, you know, that third linebacker spot and then depth as well? What have you seen from those guys?
Man, I just seen a bunch of growth, especially from Tatum. Just year one, year two, just his ability to communicate and run the defense, you know, pretty good. As far as Nick Martin, I think he just flies around, man. I think he's very physical, very smart linebacker, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year.
D. Winters is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Grandy's in for Dibbs on 95.7 The Game and talking things out as we get closer and closer to the season. D., I wonder to what level – do you kind of, I mean, I wonder players in general, to what level do you kind of look at the schedule and start breaking things down in your mind? I know George Kittle, for instance, recently commented and said, I don't like how everyone keeps saying this is an easy schedule because it's the NFL. But to what level are you, right, kind of diving in and looking at things week by week right now?
Yeah, I would pretty much piggyback off what, you know, George said. It is the NFL and no game is easy. So I think just taking, you know, a game 1 week at a time and focusing on that, and that's the best thing that we could possibly do.
D, I'm curious if you guys talk about expectations for the season at all, because on the outside, I don't know if you're on social media, if you hear a lot of this or not, on the outside there's a lot of talk about if the Super Bowl window is open or if it's closed, if this is a rebuild, a retool, however you want to describe it. Do you guys in that locker room talk about expectations and what you want to accomplish as a team this season? Does that happen maybe closer to week one? Does it go unsaid entirely? Do you guys talk about expectations, goals for the team?
I mean, the expectation is to win the Super Bowl, but in order to do that, we got to take, you know, every day, one day at a time, and, you know, just do the best of our ability that one day, and hopefully eventually, you know, we'll be back here in the Bay in February.
D, I wonder about this, because you're still a young player. You're not a rookie, but you're still a very young player. It feels like the Niners are going to be relying on rookies, at least in some spots this year. What's your thought on how long it took you to really feel ready to contribute at the NFL level?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I think that first year was a huge curveball for me, you know, actually being in the box, playing linebacker. So I would say my process was a little different rather than, you know, some of the people on our team. So, you know, I think as far as D linemen, cornerbacks and safeties and stuff like that, I think they've done a really good job of coming in, learning the playbook faster and, you know, processing everything. And, you know, I'm excited for them.
With all those youngsters, specifically on defense, D, it feels like there's from those of us on the outside, a wide range of outcomes. You have a number of these young guys who step in and immediately are good. This could turn out to be, you know, a top 10, top 5 defense. Do you and a lot of the youngsters, like, exclude Fred Warner, exclude Nick Bosa, exclude D'Amador Lenore, exclude those proven guys, but you're going to have a lot of youngsters at almost every other position. Does that young group really take over a sense of pride, knowing that you guys can be the reason why this defense takes a major step forward?
Yeah, I think a bunch of young guys are excited for this opportunity, you know, that we have, including me. So I think everybody has done a great job of coming in, you know, every day, trying to get better and improving ourselves. And, you know, we're excited for week one and for the season.
D, and this is D Winters, we're hanging out with you on 95.7 The Game. I want to ask you about a couple of individuals on the offensive side that you've got to go against in practice, and you tell us what kind of challenges they present. Let's start with Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, I think Ricky has done a great job this training camp of just, you know, being on doing his job and running crisp routes and, you know, just the little things that, you know, Kyle asks of him, and, you know, I think he's killed it.
Okay, and then what about Brock Purdy? How do you read him?
Brock Purdy, man, he's just a guy who's going to show up and, you know, work his tail off. You know, I'm very excited to see what he does this year. And, you know, it's been a challenge going against him. You know, he is a pretty smart quarterback. So just seeing that look every day has made me better. And I'm excited that, you know, I get the opportunity every day during practice.
And do you get matched up with George a lot on certain plays?
A few times I have. George is the best tight end in the league, there's no question. So anytime I can get the opportunity, I'm excited for it, and, you know, it's been very competitive.
He's a chatty one out there. What's your most memorable moment conversation with George on the practice field?
Well, to be honest, I mean, he'll run a route, even though the ball isn't thrown to him, he'll just start laughing or something like that. So, but that's probably the most memorable moment I've had with George.
What about McCaffrey? Because as a linebacker, oftentimes you're tasked with defending whoever comes out of the backfield. Have you ever come across a running back that is more difficult to defend out in when he's running a route than Christian McCaffrey?
No, I honestly don't think I have, except for, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, or that's honestly probably it. But Christian has given me the best look I could possibly get in this league, and, you know, I thank him so much for that, and, you know, that's really it.
D, you're a player who's played in both a college football playoff game, including the national championship game, and the Super Bowl. You played in a college football semifinal, and then you also played in the actual national championship game. I wonder how those experiences compare to your experience in the Super Bowl. Like, the pomp and circumstance, everything that leads into it, the nerves maybe pregame. How would you compare and contrast what a college football playoff game feels like versus what a Super Bowl feels like?
I mean, to be honest, I think it was the same for me. I think the preparation was the same. I think it was just a little bit more nervous because, you know, everybody talks about it in the beginning of the year, but when you're actually there and it's go time, I think, you know, a lot of nerves tend to come up. But as far as compare and contrast, and I think they're honestly pretty similar. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I got to experience both things.
And I was looking back at that semifinal game when you were at TCU, member of the Horned Frogs. In the semis, you took on Michigan, who was undefeated at that time. And that was one of the more entertaining football games I've ever watched. I remember it. And you had a pick six in that game, and you helped the Horned Frogs upset undefeated Michigan, who at the time had Ronnie Bell, former teammate of yours with the Niners, and yep, Jake Moody, current kicker. I wonder, in the locker room, do you ever hold that pick six and that win over Jake Moody's head?
Yeah, I did a little bit my rookie year, but now we kind of just let it go because it's been a few years. But, you know, every time something comes up, I'll just give them a little reminder and let them know that, hey, we beat y'all and there's nothing you can say to me right now. So, yeah.
Poor kicker. Wasn't a damn thing you could do about it either, right? Hey,
yeah,
why'd you last to the sixth round?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Why did you last to the sixth round in the draft?
Why did I laugh?
Yeah, why, you know what I mean? Like, you're a good player. Like, why? What do you think it was that people missed?
I think it was just in the league. I think they wanted me more of in the box, and I really didn't have that much in the box linebacker on film. So I would probably say that was a huge reason, but that's about it.
And D, I always love to learn a little bit more about where guys come from. Tell us about Burton, Texas.
It's about a population of 300 people, if that. A 2A in Texas, very small school, and it's just a country life out there.
Are you probably a pretty big deal when you go back there, I would think.
A little bit, not too much.
No, I mean, if they like name a street after you or anything like that, 300 people?
No, not yet. We'll work on that one.
Yeah, I think being a starter for the Niners might help. So, good luck with that. But, D, thank you very much. Great to have you on and get to know you a little bit better. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, D.
That's D. Winters. Mm. Yes, it is. That's D. Winters. And in Burton, Texas, they've named an entire season after him, as it turns out.
Good one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And they named an entire side of the ball after him, too.
Exactly. Exactly. So this year at Levi's, instead of going, D-fence, it's D.
Winters.
Mondrick.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
better.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's the actual full name. But
I'm out.
Okay. D. Winters here with us on 95.7 The Game. That was a ton of fun. And we've had, I think, a good conversation about the D, about Juwan Jennings, about Brock Purdy as well. I think that we left a little bit on the bone with regard to what Cosell was saying about the Purdy stuff. So I want to kind of reboot that for everybody who might just be joining us. And speaking of rebooting, a couple things there. For instance, this conversation with D. Winters and Beyond on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Also, if you missed today's code word, it is football. So text the word football to 20357, and that will qualify you today for the Splash at Thrive City Fantasy Draft that you can host with up to 14 guests. And it's next Tuesday night, loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server. We've got the Wi-Fi all taken care of, plus me and Dibs there to hang out and make fun of you all next Tuesday night on August 26th. So football to 20357, and then one more opportunity to qualify tomorrow with another keyword. And then we will have a winner, and we will start making plans for next Tuesday night. And I don't know about you. Actually, do know a little bit about you. If you're like me, we're getting to a point now, starting this weekend, where there's either a draft or about to be a draft almost every day for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got a draft the Sunday before Labor Day. That's going to be my first draft in all
the Sunday
likelihood.
Before, okay, so
right, Labor Day weekend. The day before Labor Day.
So that's August 31,
so that's a week from this coming Sunday.
Right.
So ten days away from
that?
And
then our work draft is September 3rd.
Wednesday. The day before it kicks off.
Yeah.
And then I have another that, this is bad, has the draft day has not been nailed down yet.
Oh, gosh. Well,
we haven't been able to find it yet.
Yeah, yeah. I think that we do the little family one with all the kids. I think we'll do that on Labor Day. And then 100%, we have one that's actually two that hasn't been set yet.
Two leagues that haven't been set yet.
Well, the little guys, they're 11. They're all sixth graders. We started a league for them last year. There's no money, but somebody wins like a little trophy or whatever.
Nice.
But we started that last year. And then me being the way I am, as we all sat there in a room together, and it was 14 kids and their dads. So it's 28 people sitting in this living room making picks, various levels of knowledge and experience and all of that. But they did everything that they did for the draft, and I can't remember if we did only like, I don't know, 5 or 6 rounds, and then you auto pick after that or whatever, because the kids run out of juice. But of course, me and my big mouth, I'm like, because everyone had a really good time, and so I sort of sometimes take over as like let me explain fantasy football to you, because I do this a lot. And I was very much one of the people who kind of launched the idea, me and one other guy. Yeah. It was kind of our idea. So at the draft last year, I'm like, y'all know where this is heading, right? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, dude, we're doing one next year too. Do the kids and then the dads. And the kids and the dads. So now it's happening, but nobody is organized.
Yep.
No date yet. And so I know that's going to be a total fire drill at some point over the next week and a half also.
The league that I'm in that hasn't set a date for the draft yet, that league is in some dangerous water right now.
It's on life support.
Part of the reason why there hasn't been a date set is we have some discord going on in the group. I don't know if you're in a league that has a last place punishment.
Oh!
This is a league that has a last place punishment, and each of the last two people to finish in last place have refused to do the punishment. Okay.
You need to just make that like monetary.
Yeah, probably.
Like, are you
that's
doing
best.
Something embarrassing?
So this is 2 years ago, it was you got a caddy around a golf for the winner.
Oh, that's fine.
He hasn't done it, but we all live like separate, so like you'd have to like come together to do it.
Okay.
And then last year was, I forget what the number of views it was. It might have been like, I don't know, 50,000. You have to put together like an Instagram or a TikTok that's dedicated to like cooking and recipes until you get like 50,000 views total on the account or something like
happen.
That. Or something like that.
How are you going to get 50,000 views?
You just put out a lot of posts.
Oh my God.
So he refused to do that. The year prior.
That's a little much.
I might have the number wrong. I might have had the number wrong.
That one was.
The year prior, it was. You had to sign up and go and take the SAT with a bunch of 17-year-olds. And he did it. He woke up at 5 a.m. and took the SAT.
Yeah,
there's no age limit. There's no age limit to take the SAT.
That's so creepy.
Yeah,
so
this was the dad of the group. So I'm talking about a 50-year-old who showed up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday to take the SAT with a bunch of 16-year-old kids.
All these high school kids,
yes.
And then you've got like the teacher, the proxy, and then you got 50-year-old dad showing up.
You better be careful.
And
that's
to his
brutal credit,
he did it.
Did he have a number two pencil?
I'm sure he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't show up with the SAT without a number. They get furious. If you forget your number two pencil.
I know, you know this. It's not cheap to take the SAT either.
Oh, my God.
It's not just the act of doing it, but it's act of paying for it.
I'll give you this. You guys are doing a better job than the high school kids do because their last place punishments are largely illegal. They're illegal, they're immoral, and they are completely out of control. Like, even the ones that are legal and moral are, like, not doable. The ideas these kids come up with, you would not believe. One of them last year was like, you have to lock yourself in a dark closet and do a puzzle. What the hell are we? What is the matter with you people? They're like, yeah. I'm like, you can't do that. They're like, that's the point.
Wow.
I'm like, well, no, you're not leaving your friend in there for a week. He has to come out and eat. No, that's what we agreed. Well, you're stupid. So, like, yeah, you got to think about, like, what can you actually execute? I'm all in on the last place punishment, but can we make it doable? The SAT one is funny.
That's hilarious.
How did he do?
I don't remember what his score was. I'd have to ask him. The one that you see a lot on social media is you have to be at a bar from open to close, but every drink is a half hour taken off the time.
Oh,
which is dangerous.
That's dangerous, but that's fun.
There's another one where
that's fine. As long as there's somebody's got to shadow that person.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. You need some, and generally, I mean, sometimes just the whole group will show up. Just as long as a lot of them will show up just to witness it in the first place.
Did he get to pick the bar?
I haven't done that one. I've just seen that on social media.
I was going to say, just pick a bar that doesn't open until 6 o'clock at night or something.
And then another one that has been in the running for our conversations is you got to go to like a 24-hour diner, like a Denny's, be there for 24 hours, but every pancake you eat is an hour taken off the time.
Ooh, I think.
So then you get into the middle ground of, is this worth stuffing myself with another pancake to only be here for 11 hours instead of 12?
11 instead of 12? Why would 23 pancakes?
No,
those are big.
Those are big pancakes.
Not at the restaurant I pick.
Well,
go get some smaller pancakes.
It's got to be approved by the group.
Dollar size.
The 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line just texted the same thing.
Same thing.
I have the same thought as you. Like, I could just eat a bunch of pancakes and get out of there in 6 hours. But no, you cannot eat that many gigantic Denny's pancakes or IHOP pancakes.
No, you cannot do what you think you can do.
Exactly.
That's very, very true. There was a fraternity at my college at Cal Poly that used to do this with all of their pledges, and it was called the Pier Pounder. Pierside Cafe in Pismo Beach, don't think it exists anymore. But here's how it worked.
Oh, no!
You had to go in there, and you had to order the Pier Pounder. And what the Pier Pounder was a pound of meat, a pound of fries, and a pound of bread. And if you could finish it without puking, you got your name on a plaque on the wall.
And the meal for free, probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Bring it on, man.
I have no idea who paid for these things, but every year they'd go in there, and you, like, every college dude is like, I could do that.
Easy.
And so what it was it was the pound of bread was amazing. So this was like a large hoagie-style roll with four quarter-pound beef patties lined up on it.
Oh, my God.
And then there'd be a pound of fries right next to it. And everybody was like, you, even when it lands, I tried it once. It lands in front of you, and you're like, I got this. You don't got this.
Nope.
You get about halfway there, and you start making deals with yourself. Because you're like, I could try, but I'm probably going to puke. This is probably going to affect the next 3 days of my life. Or I could just, like, not get my name on the wall. And that's the choice that most people end up making. And the big mistake that everyone makes leading into stuff like this, I bet you know this, is everybody starves themselves.
Nope.
Which is the opposite of what you're supposed to do. There's one guy who was like 2 years older than me, and he used to go do this with the pledges every year because he could do it snap of a finger.
Wow.
This dude would go in there. He would just pig out for 3 days leading up to it, expand his stomach, and then he would sit down so confident that before the Pier Pounder would show up, he's like, I'll have a salad. Give me a little, salad to start. He would eat the salad. He would eat the hoagie with the burgers, finish the fries while everyone's cheering him on because everyone else has given up. And as soon as he finished and everyone's like, yeah, he's like, send the server over. It's time for dessert. And he would order cake. It was out of control.
What a freak.
Dude, out of his mind.
That's insane.
He's fat. And he lost a bunch of weight after that. He graduated, and now he's like a little stick. Crazy.
Doesn't do that challenge every year anymore.
He does not.
Yeah.
But that's why whenever Nindibs is all into this Coney Island ridiculousness in July every year.
Oh, the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I don't understand it.
It's a great feat of, I don't want to say athleticism.
No, but it's the, like,
human achievement.
No one has ever done the documentary on what happens on July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Oh, yeah, I'd be interested.
Right? Hey, Joey, can we follow you?
I don't need
you?
It to be terribly graphic, but I want to know.
Yes. Joey, can we come to your house tomorrow? What are you doing on Tuesday?
Nothing. Just sitting there, groaning.
It's just, because I tried that thing, and I got two burgers in, and I'm like, we're out.
I'm done.
Stick it up our ass.
We're out. It's way less embarrassing than barfing at the table while everyone's sitting there watching you. Ridiculous. All right.
I know we were going to talk about Purdy, and I just totally derailed that with fantasy football punishments.
That's way more fun than talking about Purdy. But I do think that it was interesting that Greg Cosell on our show yesterday did this breakdown of apparently the bad year for Brock Purdy.
During the season, I can't watch, 250 dropbacks in a row of a quarterback. I have to each week watch games, as many as I can. But in the off season, I can watch 250 dropbacks over a 2 or 3 day period. And I got to tell you, I came away thinking that Purdy's really good. Now, I thought there were times he left the pocket too soon, and I thought that was one of the things that at times, he struggled with last year. But overall, I mean, to me, as a post-snap operator, in other words, when the ball snapped and it's in his hands, I think he's an outstanding post-snap operator. He sees the field intuitively. I think he's an elite processor. I think he creates timing and anticipation throws based on his immediate understanding of what he sees, and that allows him to throw with precise timing. I came away after watching everything about him that he's a really, really good quarterback who truly understands how to play the position at the NFL level.
I just thought it was fascinating timing as well, because we also, just a week ago, were sitting here and there were national shows, Colin Cowherd, Nick Wright, etc. Seemingly, you know, the quarterback tiers came out from Sando, and Purdy was just barely hanging on to tier two. And so a lot of people are sitting there kind of victory lapping on the idea of like, see, we told you Brock Purdy's not that good. And it's like, I think you're looking at the wrong thing. You can't look at the Niners record and decide now that Brock Purdy's not good. And that's, again, not according to me. That's according to someone who watched all the plays.
I don't think Greg Cosell, though, is saying, and this is crazy because Greg Cosell would never have this conversation, but I don't think Greg Cosell is saying, well, what I saw from Brock was top five quarterback.
No, I don't think he was saying that either.
Like, he was saying he's still pretty good, and even last year when it wasn't pretty around him, he still looked largely like a good quarterback. Now, I think there's a lot of people out there who would agree that Brock's probably somewhere around, what, somewhere in the range of 8th to 14th best quarterback in the league, right? Like, somewhere around there?
I think Greg's point is to rank them, you would have to rank them on specific aspects of their game.
And Brock, in an aspect or two, is really, really, really good.
Is elite,
but when you take the wider angle, like he was talking about with Mahomes as a reader of options and progressions, maybe that's not his strong suit. For Brock, that is his strong suit. He sees the pictures really well. But a lot of the other stuff, Mahomes obviously has Brock beat. So, I mean, I guess it depends how you want to like put the ranges on the conversation. But there are things that Brock is amazing at, no doubt.
He's a better quarterback than Sky Moore is a receiver.
By a mile.
All right. We're sponsored by Ceramani Ford, 888-957-9570. Grandy's in for dibs.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
Isn't this song from the movie Cars?
Yes.
This is such a dad thing. Like, you just brought me straight back to 2010.
Is this from the original Cars? The first one?
This is Cheryl from the Crow. First one. This is Cheryl Crow.
I don't remember it.
This is big Lightning McQueen action right here. Big time.
Speed.
And I've got... Yeah. I am...
Speed.
Speed. I could recite the entire movie. I have an 18-year-old son. If you have an 18-year-old son in 2025, that means you owned everything. Like, he had a Lightning McQueen bed.
The Cars Lightning came out in 06.
Lightning McQueen boots, Lightning McQueen backpack, Lightning McQueen shirt, Lightning McQueen jacket, Lightning McQueen underwear, Lightning McQueen plate, Lightning McQueen sippy cup, Lightning freaking McQueen.
Faster than fast, quicker than quick.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Cars 4 is supposed to come out around 2028.
Is it really? They're making a Cars 4?
I don't even think I watched Cars 3.
Cars 3 was not worth your time.
Okay, I will not watch it then.
Cars 2 was like...
I saw Cars 2.
Yeah, an acquired taste, not terrible. Very, very tough act to follow. Cars was incredible.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
But Cars 3 was a waste. And maybe enough time has passed that Cars 4 will be a thing.
They're also making a Toy Story 5?
Yay!
Is that true?
Dude, Buzz Lightyear's got to be broken by now. Has to be.
Toy Story 5, June 2026. We're less than a year from Toy Story 5.
There's no way that...
Shrek 5?
Come on, man.
I knew about that one.
Buzz Lightyear is at Goodwill by now. Like, we're not... It's not, he didn't go to college. He didn't get handed down to another kid. Buzz Lightyear's at Goodwill.
I love all the Toy Story movies, but at a certain point, enough is enough. Let's wrap it up. What? Let's go home.
I don't know. It depends. What if Buzz Lightyear is driving Lightning McQueen?
That's the crossover that we need.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
Risotto just made a weird face.
That sounds horrible.
Why?
Lightning McQueen is his own person. Or, well, car, but like his... Like, I don't think he wants somebody driving him.
It's actually a good question. Like, could somebody drive one of those cars? They were all driving themselves. Like, this was back in... What year did you say it came out? 2006?
2006 was the original Cars.
These things were all Waymos before Waymo. Like, none of them had any drivers. They just had faces.
Yeah, they're beings just in the shape of cars. Yeah.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Willard, if you were walking in a garage, in a parking garage, and a car just started
talking, you couldn't even get through the question.
What is going on?
Look at Risotto just cracked himself up.
I have never seen Risotto react like that before.
You never even got through the question. That was very funny. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, I could try to ask it for you. If I was walking through a parking garage and a car just started talking to me, was it going to be, what would I do? I don't know. I'm a radio host. I would talk back. We'll have a conversation.
Like Kit?
Yeah.
The other guys don't get that reference.
Yeah, I don't know that. Kit was just lights, though, that were like, somebody made us believe that those lights were coinciding with words, but that was just a voiceover guy. Yeah, now, I mean...
I don't know what the
Risotto
hell's going on.
And Grandy
Knight
have no
Rider.
Clue what's happening. Yeah, Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff.
Huh.
Kit, that was his car, and it talked, but it was just like a light beam that would move when the voice happened. Because, you know, this was before people had figured out...
Oh, I see.
...how to animate anything or, I don't know, sync things up. So,
whatever.
By the way, speaking of whatever, you want to know the next time we can have a real, like, real sink your teeth into Jonathan Kuminga conversation?
When?
Not for a long time. Listen to Jake Fisher.
We are not, to my latest understanding, expecting any real type of resolution for Jonathan Kuminga's restricted free agency, not this month, and maybe deeper into September. The deadline for restricted free agency for all these guys is October 1st. And for now, it seems like Jonathan Kuminga and his unresolved dynamic is treading definitely into September. We'll see how close it gets to October 1st.
Okay, that's via Bleacher Report, and I play it because that's Jake Fisher. That's actually an NBA report. That's not, like, I don't want to call anybody out, but a couple of the shows, whatever, people are, like, quoting Babalu with a blue check. what are we doing? Al Horford's on the Warriors. Great. We all know Al Horford's probably going to be on the Warriors. You don't, like, all of a sudden, it's like, it's done. It's been done. Like, where are you coming from with this? Jake Fisher, that's actually a guy. That is Mark Stein's right-hand man.
Yeah.
And actually an NBA report, and that is his latest report on JK.
So not even a month away.
Not even a month away. Or no, more than a month. He said October 1st.
Yeah, not even a month.
Oh, you're
still
saying like
more
we still,
than that.
More than a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a month from now, we still might not have a resolution.
Correct.
And you want to know what's even crazier? I think he said the deadline was October 1st.
October 1, yeah.
If memory serves, and the craziness of the CBA is the only reason I'm doubting this, because there's so many unique dates and things to remember. I'm pretty sure if both sides agree, they can push the deadline back even further if they want to.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that's
not
going to happen.
I don't know why they would both agree to that.
I don't think the
two sides.
I think
at this point, both sides want a deadline. They want to see who's going to flinch. But if they want to, they can.
Yeah, I don't think these two sides agree on anything.
Mm-mm.
So I don't think they will.
No.
I wonder what would represent flinching.
I mean, a decision, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors giving Kuminga closer to what he wants on a contract, or the Warriors accepting what they feel like is the best offer currently out there, or Kuminga just saying, fine, I'll accept your 1+1 deal.
Or what about qualifying offer?
I don't know if...
What if he just takes that and shows up?
I don't think that's flinching. I think that's him him just ending the entire situation. But he hasn't accepted the offer because he's hoping to get something. He doesn't want to take the qualifying offer.
Right. Who would?
He is using that as a threat to try to get a better option.
Yeah.
And he's not going to take that qualifying offer until the last possible second.
I feel like both sides are trying to get the other one to believe something is true. That's probably not true.
What are the Warriors trying to get Kuminga to believe?
That they've called off sign and trade talks.
Yeah. And Kuminga is trying to get the Warriors to believe that he's going to sign the qualifying
offer.
He'll
take the qualifying offer. And I'm like, if y'all are that, then do it. Do it. You won't.
I saw a report today that the Kings are very actively trying to trade Malik Monk because they need to clear up a roster spot for Russell Westbrook.
Oh, God.
So put that in your back pocket, Mike Dunleavy.
Have a good time.
We'll stick it up our ass.
Thanks, Jarrah.
Russell Westbrook and the Kings are perfect for each other at this point in both of their careers.
I don't know what the hell the Kings are doing.
Nobody ever does.
I mean,
even when it looks like you know what they're doing, they're like, watch us mess this up. And then they do. Okay. Guess what's coming up next on 95.7?
I think it's just Fox Sports Radio. Is that right?
Fox Sports
Radio. It's all your colleagues.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably a bunch of people I've hosted shows with coming up.
Bloop.
Does Jason Smith come on? He might not come on until a little bit later.
I think that might be 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Jason comes on a little bit later. Yeah.
It might be like Chris Broussard coming up next. I don't remember.
He's not with Rob anymore. Rob's with Kelvin. Anyway, whatever. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right, then let's do it again tomorrow. Let's see. I got to get all the names right now for Grandy, for Steven, and for Ken. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.